out for a brisk walk today. I've been running pretty much every day for the last 2 weeks, bar one day. Was it 2 weeks? I don't know. One day where I felt really rough. I still got this weird head cold, and yesterday I overdid it, and I'm feeling like aching like a achy thing today. It's easy to overdo it when everything's so wonderfully gamed. Now, I have my Garmin Vivo Fit 2 on my right wrist, and I guess this is going to turn into a mini kind of Apple Watch review on my left wrist. I wasn't going to buy the Apple Watch. I didn't order it when it first came out. I waited and went and had a look at it, and I wasn't massively impressed. And I thought, well, maybe I'll wait for the second incarnation till it does more stuff without the need for the phone, yada yada yada. But then it's like constantly getting asked in workshops and things, can you tell me about the Apple Watch? Can you tell me how it might help workflow? I've been reading this, I've been reading that. And I found myself exceptionally unknowledgeable. And this is the kind of thing that you can't talk on or talk about unless you actually have physical experience of. And my physical experience of the Apple Watch in like 3 or 4 days now is very different to what I would have expected or probably would have studied to then go and talk about. So I will say that it teaches you to fine-tune your notifications, because although I'm definitely getting my phone out less, and I am having certain notifications directed to my wrist, I was getting multiple notifications I didn't need to my phone, which I now realise because of the timings that it came in on the phone compared to where they come in on the wrist. But I was getting like Tweetbot and Twitter sending me the same information, so I've managed to thin a lot of that out, and that's kind of nice. I've also turned off email notifications in an attempt to continue to channel shift people to the more microbloggy platforms. I have notifications from Threema, but you don't get any context because it's encrypted end-to-end chat, but they to me are important notifications, so my watch will let me know. And not the rare occasions I take my phone out normally are to respond to some end-to-end encrypted chat message or data that's come through, whether it be a grid reference or audio message through the encrypted channels. And I really like that. So the main kind of win for me, the one thing that is actually making this well worth the 300 odd quid, I think I got a discount. I don't know how I got a discount, maybe shopping through educational channels, was the, because I got the sport edition, the aluminium one. I'm thinking, you know, I've got Apple Care, if I smash it or scratch it badly or whatever, you know, for 50 quid I'll get another one. But I'm walking very briskly now. I could even possibly tell you my heart rate is 120, and I'm only, 16 minutes into the walk. So I love the fact that I'm actually contemplating, if I could migrate the data over, it'd be much easier for me to make this decision. But the getting rid of the Garmin, even though it's waterproof, properly waterproof, I don't know about the Apple Watch, I really should look into it. I take it off when I get in the shower and that. Let me know if you keep it on when you're in the shower. But I love the fact it's measuring other things like calories, calorie burn. I don't think, I've been told calories aren't necessarily important if you're trying to get fit, but it's definitely a measurement of how much I'm exerting myself. The standing alert is the one thing I really love with the Garmin. That is, you know, stand up inside of every hour. It's a little less than the Garmin actually demands, but it is great. You've got this kind of, you need to be standing at least 12 times a day. And it's crazy to think that people don't stand 12 times a day. Getting windy now, apologise for the noise. But they do with the watch, because you get nagged to do so, I believe. So I'm getting up, and more so, and it's not just standing up and then sitting back down, it's standing up and exerting yourself until it tells you it's okay, you know, well, job done kind of thing. The awards are a bit lame, you know, not that I'm, you know, I like the awards on my Untappd beer app telling me lots of lovely things like congratulations, you've drank 50 different beers, which is always a little bit worrying. You know, your liver's probably, there's no liver shaped awards come through on the Untappd app. The awards on this are kind of like an animated star and nothing really megally designed, but nevertheless it's nice to know. Yesterday when I went for a run, I not only cracked my best distance, but I also walking backwards now. I hope a car doesn't come, just because the wind is much less this way. If you hear a crump and a clatter, that's me tripping over and dropping my phone. So the three stats that are measured: the standing within the hour, the calories, and the minutes exercised. And that's the key here. I don't know why Garmin didn't do that in a kind of clearer fashion on the wrist device. You don't want to drill down into the app. But it's great that you can see very clearly on the watch through this three looped circle whether or not you've fulfilled your three goals, because the pattern effectively is complete. And yesterday, because I added cycling, and it's just literally a couple of presses and clicks on the watch face, and I was adding 20 minutes of cycling to my 30 minutes of walking, and I was well over my daily exercise quota. I treated myself to some chocolate and wine and probably completely blew it all, but nevertheless, that is the one thing I'm really enjoying, the interface and the design. And the secondary to that, it's the ability to respond with kind of micro messages, whether it be the taps or, you know, someone asks me a question, I can just draw a Y on the screen and it appears on the person's watch face after a vibration without them having need to drill down into any apps. And, you know, what better kind of channel shifting than to not have to go into any channel at all, and you're working away and you just feel a tap on your wrist, glance down, and you'll see, you know, a Y for yes. You know, assuming you're not asking multiple people questions, you might get confused. I've changed the ink of the drawing to red. Maybe that will differentiate my notifications from other people when this becomes, or this kind of methodology. I'm not saying everybody's going to rush out and buy the Apple Watch. I wouldn't recommend it unless you are into the fitness side of things, or even if you have a disposable income, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. And maybe I'll be able to sway more people away from buying one than those that because a lot of people already have the fitness tech coming out of their ears. What do I miss? What are my issues with this? Obviously battery, although the battery has not run out in a day. The fact I have to take it off at night, which is a good thing, I guess, because it's a bulky, clunky thing. I'm going to walk next to a busy road now. It's going to be very noisy. Means that I can't measure my sleep, which is kind of... Well, I do measure my sleep. I measure it on the Garmin. But once I get rid of the Garmin, I'm not going to be going to bed and putting on my sleeping measurement device. I might just get over the fact that I'm not sleeping enough and set an alert or a notification or a reminder to go to bed earlier. My device, my wrist device, and all my devices turn on to do not disturb at 11 o'clock, and that's meant to be one technique, method, way of me realizing that it's bedtime rather than getting an alarm. But I still, you know, I might be up till after 12, 1 o'clock, rare occasions 2, because that really just mashed me up now. I'm getting up at 7-ish, so it's not good. So yeah, I'll miss the sleep data, just because the sleep data has depressed me in the past into changing. Oh, just found a football. And yeah, I think that's a good way to kind of summarise what I'm enjoying. The stuff I'm missing. I'm missing seeing video on a device very easily, but then I guess I'm watching less video now because I don't have the hassle of taking my phone out and then getting sucked into a 2-minute advert, which I pretty much refuse to watch now anyway. And, you know, for a 1-minute video clip, I'm doing that when I've sat down and I've got time to do this kind of stuff. Also, pictures look a bit shit. He says, struggling over kicking a ball. Pictures look a bit shit. What else? I can't think of anything else. It'd be great if it recorded... phone calls to the wrist. Very Dick Tracy. Pretty cool. So I'm kind of enjoying that as well. And the lifting your wrist and saying, hey Siri, this, that and the other, is also super cool. The ability to open apps on the device. The ability to actually talk to my wrist and send messages whilst on the bike, or I'll hesitate to say in the car. I think we're waiting for case studies to find out. I'm not tapping any buttons. I would say it's probably less hands-free than my phone, actually, because my phone isn't that hands-free unless I'm just receiving a call. So it'll be interesting to see how that works. It is kind of nice to be able to kind of vet some. When your phone vibrates in your pocket, or mine rarely ever makes a noise because so much stuff coming through. When it vibrates in your pocket and you take it out and it's absolutely nothing whatsoever, it's like the app apps gone free. I don't know if you know, apps gone free. It tells you at the end of every day that there's free apps and you can decide whether you want them or not, but they're mostly games and a bit crap. And old PDF converters. Apps gone free is now new apps available on apps gone free. And you're like, why have I got that turned on? And I haven't now, I've got it turned off. So that's pretty good. Yeah, channel shifting and fitness, and I'm getting to the end of my walk, so I reckon I've done my job today, and I've also managed to record some audio. If only I could have done that through the watch. Wouldn't be difficult to do, but it would be kind of weird holding an unspuffled phone to my watch to my face like I was some kind of spy. Anyway, there we go. That's my brief outline on how my fitness technology has changed with the advent of the Apple Watch. I'm sure I'll discover more changes in behaviour and maybe the tools and even apps that I'm using. So, thanks for listening.